Rubenstein.
Boin Shloilam is Melech Oyev Tzoko Mishpot. Mishpot is Din. Mishpot is what's right, what's correct, what's fair. But Mitzad Sheini, it says, Boin Shloilam says, O Havti Eschem Omer Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael. Now Kol Pshoyim Tchasa Avo. If you love somebody, all the person's misdemeanors, all their iniquities, all their failings, all their shortcomings are overlooked. It's Erev Rosh Hashanah. Erev Rosh Hashanah, every single person who's thinking, is thinking about the Kol Bo Yoylam Oivin Lefono Kivnei Meroin. Everybody who thinks about that is frightened, is scared. There's a tremendous chizuk emunah that we can get from Daf Yomi. What's today's blat? Kol ha'sveikis nechnosin l'dir li'asim. Bein Shlem is mesavis ha'sibus. He makes it that we come to the right place at the right time on the daf, about all the sheep coming in to be counted. And we know this is where we're standing at the moment. It's Erev Rosh Hashanah. The Malach HaShoreis had a different attitude towards us than we have. Kriyas Yamsuf Malach HaShoreis wanted to say Shira. So the Baruch Shem said no. Ma'isi Yod Tov B'yom Matam Arim Shira. The Malach HaShoreis at the time of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur says, why aren't the Eden saying Hallel? It's a Hayantif. And the answer is, Sifri Chayim, Sifri Mesim, Psuchim Lefonov, it's impossible to say Hallel. Like, we can't do it. Perhaps just like we can't say vidui. We should say vidui. It's a sesame tshuva. One of the ikrim of tshuva is vidui. There's no vidui in Rosh Hashanah. Because we can't. It's not shy to say vidui. How can you say vidui in Rosh Hashanah? How can you stand in front of the melech and say, I didn't listen to you. I ignored your command. We can't do it. So Malach HaShoreis don't see the Anhog of Hashem as we see it. But maybe there's another explanation for that as well. We say every day in Slichas, Keil Melech Yoshev al Kisei Rachamim. Ribbono Shel Olam, he sits there on the throne of Rachamim, Misnaig b'chasidus. He's misnaig b'chassidus. What's a chosid? A chosid is somebody who's ois lefnim mishur sadin. Baruch Hashem is misnaig b'chassidus and he's moichel avoinos amoy. He forgives us. Why does he forgive us? Does it mean he forgives us when we do tshuva? Or does it mean he forgives us when we don't do tshuva? It's misnaig b'chassidus. So I saw a very interesting svasemes on the Medrash in Parshas Akedah. The Medrash says, Nosato li re'echo neis lehis noises. Shelo yoimru. Mishu roitzehu meirim. Mishu roitzehu magbia. Oimrim lohem klum yecholim atem lasois kemoish osa Avraham Avinu. It so that they shouldn't say HaKadosh Baruch Hu arbitrarily decides to choose somebody to be elevated, somebody to be treated differently. The answer back to those people who say it, those powers that say that, is Klum Yecholim Atem Lasois K'moish Os Avraham. That's the Medrash. So Asemus asks on that. Of course a Kadosh Baruch Hu can choose who he wants. Kadosh Baruch Hu can choose whoever he wants. Why not? What the Medrash means to say is, the Ribbono Shel Olam makes Nisim for Klal Yisrael, because that's Rotzon Elyon. Nosata L'Yirecha Neis L'Snoises. So the answer to that is, you can't be Zeicha to Nisim unless you are a Baal Nisim. How are you a Baal Nisim? A Nes is something which is Keneged Ateva. When a human being battles against his nature, when he does something that he can't do, he's not able to do naturally, it goes against the grain. He's an impatient person, and he acts with patience. He's very attached to his money, he's tight-fisted, and he's generous with tzedakah. Then the Ribbono Shel Olam says, of course I'm going to make this person have Nisim. He's a Baal Nisim. He himself is a Baal Nisim. He himself is battling with his teva. He fights his nature. His nature is to bear a grudge, and he overcomes it. His nature is to remember every single thing that someone's ever done against him, and he forgives. Then the Ribbono Shel Olam says, it's like a Baal Nisim. Gemara Rosh Hashanah says a very surprising thing about Shofar. It says, Omer Kadosh Baruch Hu, Omer Bavo, Loma Toikim Shofar Shalai, and the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Tezayin Amud Aleph, Omer Kadosh Baruch Hu, Tiku Lefonai B'Shofar Shalayil, Kedei she'ezkoi lochem akedas Yitzchok ben Avraham, umala ani aleichem ki'ilu akadetem atzmchem lefonai. Dovah Pele. Take a shofar shel ayil, blow it, and then the Ribbono Shel Olam will say, it's as if you did akedas Yitzchok. What's the comparison? You took a shofar, you blew the shofar. Might be hard for you to blow the shofar, but is it in any way comparable to Akedas Yitzchok? Mal ali aleichem ki lakatim atzchem lefonai, for what? Chazal must be referring to something deeper. We've got a shaychus with Akedas Yitzchok, every one of us. We've got a connection. What was Akedas Yitzchok? Akedas Yitzchok is to do what Hashem wants when I really can't do it. When it's against my nature, against my whole being. Against what I've dreamt for. What I've hoped for, what I've wanted for. What I've counted on for years and years and years. Yitzchok Avinu. And now Avraham is giving her up on Yitzchok. He's giving up on the future. He's giving up on Klal Yisrael. He's giving up on Tachlis HaBriya coming through him. And now it's all going to be gone. And how can I do it? Only with total isbatlus. Since Chazal have told us that by our shofar tomorrow, the tikkul afonai b'shofar shel ayil, mala ani aleichem ki'ilu akadtem atzmchem lefonai, it must be we've all got a shaychus with akil akadtem atzmchem lefonai. Like this medrash, Nosati l'yireecho neis l'snoises. A neis is a miracle. A nesoyen is also m'loshen neis. It's raising up. Like Avraham Avinu overcame his feelings, his emotions, to do Rotzen Hashem. We're asking Hashem to do a ches lifnim b'shuras hadin. But there's a taina, there's mishpots. Alpi mishpots, alpi midas hadin, we have to be treated with rachmin when we treat with rachmin. When we battle our teva, alpi din, the mishpot has to leave us alone. Gemara tells us that Tkiya Shofar, which we blow twice, we blow Kishin Yoishvin, Kishin Oimdin. Gemara says, why? Lomo, Omer Bietzchok, Lomo Teigen Rosh Hashanah, Lomo Teigen Rachman Amatiku, Lomo Rien Rachman Amazichin Trua, Lomo Teigen Ring Shin Yoishvin, Teigen Ring Shin Oimdin. Why do you do it twice? Why do you have the Tkiyas before Shemir Esther and during Shemir Esther? The answer is Kdele Arv Hasotin. So Rashi tells us, Shliyastin, Kshishma Yisrael, Mechavim, Samitzvah, and Satan Devorah. Why are his words completely closed off? Why is he unable to do anything when he sees the Eden of Mechavim and Samitzvah? The answer may be that what we do isn't always an indication of our willingness to do something. We can do a lot of good things because we have to. We can daven shachris mincha maariv because we have to. We can go and learn because we have to. We can finish shas because we have to. We can do everything because you have to. The sotan's taina is destroyed when he sees the Eden of Mechavnes HaMitzvahs, when you do what you don't have to. When you go beyond what you have to, what you're supposed to do, what you're meant to do, and you do something you don't have to do. And it's the same in all relationships with other people. Somebody does something because you're supposed to, because you're meant to. You're meant to treat your wife this way. You're meant to do this for your kids. You're meant to do that for your grandchildren. You're meant to, and you're supposed to, and you have to. And you've got to phone the Bechatonim Erev Rosh Hashanah, and you've got to do this, and you've got to do that. You've got to do all the things, all the chiyuvim. All things you have to do, you're supposed to do. What you have to do and you're supposed to do, and you do because of the need to do it, the Satan's still got timeless. When he sees the Eden Mechavnes HaMitzvahs, then he sees the Ritzoyneinu Las Seinecho Mima'akev Soyshe Be'isa, and then there's no timeless anymore. Then it's Gans Navek. Then all the timeless are away, because Eden Mechavnes HaMitzvahs. Our outlook towards Rosh Hashanah, towards Yom Hadin, what it should be, is described very clearly in Shari Tshuva, in Shah Sheni, Ois Yudalad. He says, "Vaseres Yimei Tshuva Hayores Devar Hashem, Liboy, Liboy Yochel Bekirboy." If somebody's got your Shemayim, his heart will be shaking, he'll be trembling. But datoy, when he thinks shekol masa b'seif nechtovim, ve'isahi halakim yovi b'mishpot es kol masa al kol nelam imtoy b'imro, and the elakim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, brings in judgment everything a person's done. Ki odem nidim Rosh Hashanah, a person gets judged on Rosh Hashanah, gzad din shalei nechta miyem ekipurim. If a person knew that his judgment was coming in front of a human judge, he'd be shivering and shaking. He'd be trembling. He'd be petrified. And he wouldn't be able to do anything else. He wouldn't be able to focus on anything, to concentrate on anything. He'd just be focused on the fact, I've got this din, I've got this court case. Nothing else. V'lo yashkiach lefasech l'shadad mosoi, v'li yifnin derech kromim, v'lo yisrafa b'yoyim tzor mochin leib l'notzel k'tzvi miyad. Lachain, Manoyalu, Hayoitzim, the Polom, Blavidosma, the Arab, Yoman, Erom, Yimadin, by Mishpot, Veinum Yoidim, Mayim Mishpotum. Halachoisum Yeger, Libum Yem Shudubo. Shnema, and Naslach is in Yem Shudubo. For oil, Choyel, Kim, the Might, Basokov, Blio, Israel, of Nechtim, the Kvoya, Beyon, Belay, Itim, is Boyd, Bechador, Lachapis, Roch, Velach, Kilkad, Mashmur, is Asib, Darki, Chuva, Kishna, Mais. He says, because of the awareness of what Yomim Noroim are about, these 10 days starting from tonight, a person should be totally focused on how will I get through, how can I get through Rosh Hashanah, how can I get through Aseres Mitzvah, how can I get through Yom Kippur, how can I be Zoicha Bedin when I know that everything is decided on Rosh Hashanah. And we have the Gemara in Brochus, which is speaking about Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai when he was scared and he was nervous. Nichas Tamid Levavakra, Gemara in Brochus, Chav Chesam Beis. Kibin Shiroi, Yisim Hischalivcha, Yisim Rai Tamid of Nei Yisrael, Amadai Mini, Patish HaChozok, Nei Ma'ata Boicha. They saw their Rebbe crying and they didn't understand why is their Rebbe crying. So he said to them, Omnehem Ilif, Nei Melech Wasav Domei, Ohim Alichin Oisi. If I was being taken in front of a human king, I was going to a human being, Shayyim Khan Amocha Bekev, a human being is only temporary, he's only passing through the world. Shimkoy Solai in Kasa Kas Oilom, his fury, his anger is only a temporary anger. It's not forever. Vimoistrani in Isuri Soilom, if he locks me up, it's not forever. Vimisani in Isos Misas Oilom, if he kills me, my death isn't forever. Van Yochalafaisibidvorim, Rashachtabamon. I could bribe him, I could persuade him to let me off. Afal Bikena Yisi Boicha. But I would still be crying. Vaachshov Shemilichim Oisil, Fremelach Malchim Lochemishborchu. Shuchai Vakayim Loilom Loimay Lomim, Shimkoyasalai Kasa Kas Oilom. They take me in front of Akhlishborchu. Every single person should be thinking today, it's Ever Rosh Hashanah, taking me in front of Akhlishborchu. Shuchai v'kayim lo'ilom lo'im elomim, m'koy yisalai kasa kasa oilom, m'israni yisur yisa oilom, m'iseni m'isosim yisas oilom, v'eini yoch lefaisib dvorim lo yishacht v'momen. V'lo yoyd, as yesh l'fona shnei derochim. There are 2 different ways, one way, one the other way. I don't know which way I'm going. V'lef. And then we take a look in Shulchan Aruch. And we open up the Shulchan Aruch. And we see in Shulchan Aruch, Alocha. Simon Tov Kuf Tzadik Zayin, Oichlin v'shoysin u'smeichin b'Rosh Hashanah. Smeichin. It's a yontif. So Mishnah Berurah says on that, Rotz Loima, Av Shu Yom Adin, although it is the day of judgment, Mikol Mokem Mitzvah Shel V'Samachta B'Chagecho. There's still a mitzvah V'Samachta B'Chagecho on Rosh Hashanah. Why? Shegam Hu B'Chol Chag. Kirchsiv tikva chodesh shofar bakesel yom chagenu. Rosh Hashanah is a yontif. It's a chag. Oichlin b'shoisim smeichim. So I thought, what is the answer to this question? What can we answer? Oichlin b'shoisim smeichim Rosh Hashanah. We're so happy on Rosh Hashanah. It's a yontif, and it's yom adin. It doesn't go, can it? I struggle with this question. Everyone struggles with this question. I want to share with you a new mahalach, a new approach. To tell you the truth, it came to me on Shabbos morning at 4 o'clock. This answer. That's when I got this answer. Siat Shmaya. Schus Rabin. Should be tefechem lo aslatfiach. You can pass it on. I think maybe the answer is as follows. The oichin or shoysin v'smeichin Rosh Hashanah is part of the tshuva. That's tshuva. Why? Because a person can be sorry about how he's behaved during the year. A person's frightened, it's Yom Adin, it's Rosh Hashanah. He says in the Sanatoik, if he cries his eyes out, he thinks, miyichim, miyomus, all the things that have happened, he looks back at the last year. And people look back at the last year, you see all the things that are going on. It's very, very scary, very frightening. In fact, it occurred to me that really all the hestaponim we have is a chelik of our bechina of nosata lirecha neisles noises. That we can come along and say to Rabbi Yishleim, we're maminim living in Tovshin Ayin Vov. Living in our times of hestaponim, when so many yitn have been stabbed in the last year, when so many people, Achmon Tzlan, have been taken away from the world, so many people have been diagnosed with illnesses, so many tragedies and so many frightening things in the world, and we're still coming to Shul and Rosh Hashanah, and we're still davening, we're still Erlich, we're still Maminim, we're still scared of Yom HaDin, that itself is Nosati L'Rech Nosis. But what's the answer to our question of Eichel Mishais and Smechim Rosh Hashanah? A very large number of Achatoim come from nervousness, from anxiety, from worry, from believing negative instead of positive. Lashon Hara comes very often from jealousy. What's jealousy about? I'm scared he's going to go ahead of me. If a person has Menuchas HaNefesh, if a person is calm, if a person is optimistic and positive, he's going to be nitzel from so many chatoim. He's saved from Lashon Hara. He's saved from Machlokes. He has Shalom Bayis. He's going to have a completely different life. The person with positivity isn't depressed. He says, whatever's going on now, it's going to get better. It can get better. Yeshua Sashem Kerevayin. He's waiting for a Shidduch for his child. Rabbi Yishim will send a Shidduch. Yeshua Sashem Kerevayin. He's a positive person. A person scared about illnesses. The person can get better. While a person's alive, we still hope for them to get better. They can recover. Whatever the doctor's prognosis is. Whatever the doctors say. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's running the world. We're maminim. Sometimes a person has an issoyin about honesty. He's scared he won't have enough money unless he does a shvindle, unless he does something dishonest. If we're maminim, we say the Rebbein Hashem can make things get better. I'm a positive person. I'm optimistic. All the friction in Klal Yisrael would end if people were positive and optimistic. Tzedakah, a person says, no, I can't give away so much because then somebody else will hear about it and then they'll come to me and drive me mad. They'll drive me crazy. It's all about worrying about the future. So Rosh Hashanah we say we're not worried about the future. We're Beiteach Bashem. Eichlin v'shoysin smeichim Rosh Hashanah because betuchim she'as lem nes. We're sure, we're confident, everything's going to be fine. So together with the pachad, together with the nervousness, we are scared. We say, Rosh Baruch Hu decides Rosh Hashanah, mi'yichya mi'yombos. Everything's decided. We are panicky. We're frightened out of our wits. We don't know what's going to be with the next year. Mi'yoshi, who's going to have money, who's going to lose his money. No one knows anything. We are very scared. But then we're doing tshuva. And the chelik of our tshuva is to become positive, to become optimistic, to develop an ayin tova, to see things are going to get better. So on that, the biggest schus that we can have, together with the emes hadin, together with the pachad, is the schus of believing genuinely that everything's going to get better. The tichle shono v'kiloisel, tochel shono birchoisel. That we really believe it. What does it mean, the tichle shono v'kiloisel? That the last year is over with all its klolos, and the next year is going to be just filled with blessing, filled with goodness. What does it mean? It says we have to have Kriyas HaTorah, Kisovoi, the Toichacha has to be before Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because of Tichle Shana V'Killeisel. What does it mean, Tichle Shana V'Killeisel? We're just reading it, we're just saying the parasha. No, that's not the pshat. Tichle Shana V'Killeisel ends the klolos because the tachlis of the klolos, Rachmon Litzlon, is the Oyozikon of all moral. Whilst there's this way of the Aver goes away because of Achno. Because Klal Yisrael is scared, because they're panicky, and then the Aver is gone. Then it's Tachle Tichle Shana V'Killeisel, it's all over. It's all finished. There's no need for anything afterwards. Because we've had Kisovoi, we've had the Klolos. So that made us frightened, and that caused the Ozikone Levov Amoro without it actually having to happen. Our nervousness, our fear of Cholila, the Kiyam HaToichecho, is enough to make the Hachnor in Klal Yisrael, so there's no need for it. So our positivity when we approach Rosh Hashanah with this combination of the tremendous Emes Hadin, the nervousness, but this very, very positive attitude, the positive outlook of seeing the good and saying, things are going to get better. Things are rough. Things are terrible. You look back at last year, you see Moshe Litka collapsed there, and it was Niftal in the airport, and you think to yourself, was that expected? Did anybody dream last Rosh Hashanah when they were in Shul and said in Sanatoka, Miyichim, Miyomus, they wouldn't be here anymore? And all the other people would be nifted in the year. Did anybody think they wouldn't be here if they were healthy people and they seemed to be functioning normal and they're not old? No one imagined, no one dreamt. Somebody phoned me up a few weeks ago. They wanted to get the daughter into Sem. Who's the girl? Father was stabbed coming back from the old city, from the coastal, during this year, a few months ago. She's a Yisoyim, she doesn't have a father. Her mother fell apart because of the terrible tragedy. Her husband was murdered. I think Mibacherev, it still applies nowadays, yeah. Mibacherev is still today. So you look back at the last year, it's mamash so, so scary. Together with that, to look and say, it's a chag, it's a yontif. It's a yontif. I'm botuach. I'm sure Tov Shehayim Zion is going to be good. I'm sure everything's going to be good. Because it's a new mindset. A mindset of optimism. A mindset of being cheerful. A mindset of believing that problems are temporary. That things will pass and things are going to get better. That we've been through the worst, we're over the worst. That outlook. Once heard a story, a well-known story about Blue Rebbe, which shows you how it's possible for somebody to think, to see positive in the most negative of situations. There was actually somebody living in Manchester, it's his cousin. It was eaten and living in Borough Park called Cheskel Frankel. Used to have a Sforum shop there, Frankel's books, I think on 13th Avenue, and it was on 16th Avenue actually. This Frankel's books, so this Cheskel Frankel went to Poland in the 1970s, I think, and he brought back regards for Blue Rebbe from a Yid who he met in Poland, who was a Bundist, very right from Yiddishkeit, and he said, he wants you, please, you're going to Borough Park, send my best regards to the Blue Rebbe. So he says, who are you, what is it? So he said, he'll know what it's about. He came to the Blue Rebbe, says this regards, and this Fayyid, this Bundist. And he says, the Rebbe smiles, very happy with the regards. And then this Cheskel Frankel said, what's it all about? He said, I'll tell you what it's about. He says, we were in Bergen-Belsen, the concentration camp, together. I was together with this Yid in the concentration camp. And it was Hanukkah. We didn't know what to do, how we're going to light Hanukkah Lecht. But we managed to get some dye from the factory where they used dye to dye the shoes. And we got some wicks. We made some wicks from jumpers. And we lit Hanukkah Lecht. And the word went round that even though we're in a concentration camp suffering horrifically and people that very day were taken out randomly and shot and their bodies were lying all over the whole camp for hours and hours. They came along, he said, hundreds and hundreds of Yidden came along to Lechzen. And he davened Maariv, even though they were in great danger of being caught, he davened Maariv with them, and he lit the menorah. He lit the light. At the end of lighting Chanukah Lecht, this Yid, this Bundist, came along to the Blue Rebbe, and he said to him, I'm so angry with you. I'm furious with you. He says, the fact that you lit lights here in Bergen-Belsen, I've got no timers. and you risk the lives of so many people by doing so, I've got no tainus on you. But I've got one big taina against you. How did you dare to say Shechionu? How could you dare to say Shechionu v'kimonu v'giyonu l'azman hazeh? To be in such a matzah? The Blue Jew Rebbe said, it's a good question. I had the same question. I also didn't understand how one could say it. Because after all, how could you thank the Rebbein Shem to be in such a matzah? Shechionu v'kimonu v'giyonu l'azman hazeh? And he says, then I looked around. And I saw the hundreds and hundreds of people there, risking their lives here in the concentration camp to still do this mitzvah. And I thought, Shechionu v'kimonu v'giyonu l'azman hazeh. Who is zoiche to see such greatness in Klal Yisrael. The people who have every reason to give up all belief, all connection to Hashem, all connection to Yiddishkeit. And they've all come here now, and we're zoiche to see this godless in Klal Yisrael, this amazing greatness. And then I thought, this Shechionu is really a Shechionu. What appreciation we should have, Shechionu v'kimonu v'giyonu l'zman hazeh, to see how great Klal Yisrael is. It's turning everything on its head to take the worst matzav and make it into the best matzav. Rosh Hashanah, when we make Rosh Hashanah into a yontif, together with the Emes Hadin, together with the Pachad, together with the awareness of Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Meisim, Psuchim Lefonav, and the Malach HaShoreh, say, why aren't they saying Hallel? We say, we can't say Hallel, we're frightened, we're nervous, we're so scared. But no, V'chalto, V'savo, you have to eat. Oichlin, Shoysin, Smechim, Rosh Hashanah. Because Tikva Chayashayfa Bechesim Chageinu, because we're doing tshuva. We're doing tshuva. Our tshuva is, have a new outlook. Be positive instead of negative. Don't be bitter. Don't be angry. Look into the future and see the future as tochel shono birchoisel. The next year, this coming year, should be a better year. Should be a year of simcha b'suras toivus. And I thought to myself, today, Erev Rosh Hashanah, when we've come together, I don't know how people have got time, Erev Rosh Hashanah, after such a long slichus to come to hear Rashir as well, but it shows you, again, Mika Amcha Yisrael, the goddess of Klal Yisrael. And every year, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, when one sees the sincerity and the Erlichkeit, and you see after we've had lots of things in the year to make people, Cholila, doubt and have questions, and after all that, Nosato lirecha neisis noises. We are balei nisim, so therefore we should be zoicha to nisim, because we break our teva. A person who's a pessimist becomes an optimist. A person who's nervous becomes calm. A person who's got no patience becomes a relaxed, patient person. Then we are balei nisim. And we understand Tikkun Lefonai B'Shofar Shel Ayil U'Mala Ani Aleichem Kilo Akadtem Atzchem Lefonai, because we are doing Akedas Yitzchok. We're also doing Akedas Yitzchok. Our private Akedas Yitzchok is we're Meichel somebody. Our private Akedas Yitzchok is we overcame our nature. Our private Akedas Yitzchok is we managed to carry on being positive when there's every reason to be negative. So Oichlin V'Shoysin U'Smeichin B'Rosh Hashanah. That should help us in our tshuva. We should all be zoicha to a shana tov masuka. The Rebbein Shem should say, "Mishlam al oilam dai, yom el tzareisein dai." And everyone should be zoicha to ksivach simatayva. Be written down in the sifrim shel tzadikim gedolim.